The defiant stance of the Shaowang Church, one of Beijing's biggest unofficial Christian groups, comes amid a severe crackdown on government critics. Some church members have already been placed under house arrest. But Bob Fu, a former independent church pastor and president of the non-governmental organization China Aid, says hundreds of supporters are planning to turn out across the country to pray and show their solidarity.
I have a warning that I think at least so far 24 house churches, many of them are major ones, like Shaowang, have already made open declarations that they will show their solidarity with the suffering Shaowang members in various ways.
China's atheist communist government only allows Christian worship in state-sanctioned churches, which are heavily regulated and staffed by approved leaders. Authorities evicted Shaowang from its previous place of worship in a rented office space in the capital, Beijing. In early April, 170 followers were rounded up by police after trying to hold a Sunday outdoor worship service. Nearly 50 more were detained a week later. The leaders of the church are currently under house arrest and will unlikely be able to leave their homes on Sunday. But along with Pastor Bob Fu, they are urging followers in online messages to follow the example of Jesus Christ and resist government persecution. Fu says China's crackdown against the church will do more harm than good.
I think government will cause more instability, less harmony, and more harmful to the society by escalating this crackdown campaign against the church. And they will fail in the long run.
The current number of Christians in China is disputed and varies between 23 million and 130 million, including Catholics. However, millions are believed to attend illegal independent churches. Authorities have cracked down hard on dissidents, activists and rights lawyers since anonymous internet appeals emerged in February, calling for Jasmine protest each Sunday. China has faced international criticism for its human rights record. Sunday's predicted showdown between Christians and the authorities comes ahead of next week's annual human rights talks between Beijing and Washington in China. Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.